This is getting to be somewhat of a habit. It's Monkey Boy here, and I just wanted to make a very quick comment in reply or to contribute to the Rude Britannia thing. And I kind of wanted to echo something that Kaz brought up, that's Happy Kaz on Audio Boo. He said it's not just the public that can be rude. There are also employees that can be really obnoxious and rude, and it's not that they say anything particularly to offend you, it is just their whole demeanour. You know, you are in a customer facing environment, and just having that kind of you know, this kind of miserable attitude. You know, if you're going to be in customer-facing environments, smile, please. Even if you're not enjoying your job, you have to fake it. You know, sometimes when I do my broadcasts and I'm not being paid for it, you know, you have to sound engaging. You have to be engaging. Otherwise, people are going to think badly of you. And it's kind of what I was saying. It's kind of what I was saying the other day on Music and Firelight and the show about how your behaviour not only affects people's opinion of you, it affects the opinion of the organisation, community, group of people that you're representing. For example, guide dog owners. If one guide dog owner that a member of the general public comes across is rude and obnoxious and disrespectful of any assistance that may be given, that may affect that person's opinion on other guide dog owners if you're the first one that they've had to deal with. You know, so if you're in a customer-facing role, you know, you've got to at least act the part. You know, because, one, if you smile, it's going to make your day go a bit better. You know, coming across all whingy and complaining about your job, well, either go on benefits or get another bloody job. You know, go and do something where you're not customer-facing. You know, I know the job. You know, you should, actually, in the current climate, you should be quite happy that you've got a job at all. And you should be doing your best to keep that job. I heard a saying once, and it stuck with me. And it was kind of all about how to, I don't want to call it personal development because it kind of comes across all Americanized and everything. But the phrase was, learn to work harder on yourself than you do on your job. You know, learn to work on your smile and learn to work on your attitude and your personality. You know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with anybody in particular, you know, but, you know, we all have to work on ourselves. We all have to work on being the best person that we possibly can be. And you're going to find that if you're the best person you possibly can be for other people, it is really going to smooth your pathway through life. Being a complainer, and who the hell wants to be around a complainer? Who the hell wants to be around a grumpy person? Who the hell wants to be around a negative person? Nobody. In fact, we cross the street to avoid the bastards. To put it bluntly. You know, so, yeah, that was just a quick one about employees, customer-facing employees. They can be very rude and they can be very ignorant. That whole business of, I agree entirely with Kaz, that whole business of, you know, the person at the counter or at the desk or whatever, talking to their friend or talking to someone on the phone while they're trying to deal with you. How obnoxious is that? And by the same token, people that go into shops and they're at the counter, paying for their stuff, and at the same time they're on the phone talking to their mate. That's just as bloody rude and ignorant. You know, the greatest gift that you can give to another individual is the gift of your attention and your full attention. Yeah, if you're in a group of friends and you're all farting around on your iPhones and you're having a bit of a laugh, you know, that's kind of excusable, and I can kind of understand that because you're almost taking part in a group activity. But if you're talking one-to-one with somebody and you've got half your mind on what they're saying and half your mind on sending a text message, get a grip. You know, if you disrespect their company so little, don't go and see them. You know, but don't kind of half do the job. You know, if they're boring, don't spend time with them. It's not rocket science. Anyway, that was me getting on my opinionated high horse. But yeah, we do seem to be, you know, all this goodwill that the Olympics gave us all seem to have disappeared all of a sudden. And we're a nation of dull, boring, complaining, whinging, ignorant, rude, obnoxious arseholes. It's a nice thing to say about my own countrymen, isn't it? Obviously, you know, that's probably a minority, but it's the minority that we tend to see. You know, but, yeah, you know, if you can't smile and be nice to somebody, don't say anything at all. If you can't give somebody your full attention while you're talking to them face to face, one to one, don't bother talking to them at all, because it'll come back to you. Somebody will do the same thing to you and you will hate it. Well, karma. That's all I can say. I'll talk to you again very soon, probably sometime today, the way it's going at the moment. Talk to you again. Take care. Bye-bye. The hell? Books. App switcher. Audio boom. Record. Hit. Publish. Button.